Sauce Show!
Welcome to the Awesome Sauce Show. I'm your host, Nyla.
And I'm Winter.
You may have followed us this past summer as we covered the FIFA Women's World Cup. It was so exciting to see all the different teams play, and that final between England and Spain was amazing. The crazy thing is that we went to London last summer, and we landed on the day of the final. The whole country was excited.
And then sad.
And then sad because England ended up losing.
Bummer.
But go Spain! Congratulations, World Cup champs.
You know who else were soccer champs?
Yeah, our hometown team, Gotham FC.
Go team, go!
Winter, we saw some really awesome playing, and we have some new favorite players.
Midge Purse.
She was so good. So many cool assists and plays.
Also, crazy that Gotham had Esther Gonzalez, who played on Spain's winning World Cup team, and Lynn Williams and Kelly O'Hara, who played for Team USA. We were stacked.
Well, the team they were playing against, the old Rain. Hey, Rain, that's my middle name. Hint, hint, maybe I need to play for them. Was also stacked. They had Megan Rapinoe, who got hurt at the beginning of the game, and Rose Lavelle, Sophia Herzog, Alina Cook, and Emily Sonnet also played for the U.S. team.
It was a great game, but that felt like so long ago.
I know. Right now, we have been following the other kind of football, American football, and it's been so exciting to watch all the playoff games, and now the time has come to see who's going to be the ultimate winner in the
Super Bowl!
Well, folks, Super Bowl Sunday is just around the corner, and we've got a jam-packed show for you today. Before I get into my predictions for this year's Super Bowl, Winter, we have a special guest co-host today. She's not only our really good friend, but she has a special perspective on this because while we play football, she plays flag football. Everyone, please welcome our amazing friend, Issa!
Hey everybody, Nyla and Winter, thank you for having me on the show. This is so exciting. I'm ready for the big game. What about you guys?
Nope.
Well, that's harsh.
Well, I'm really excited for the game, and I can't wait to see the gigantic game on the TV and have a party with many good snacks.
Nyla, before we go to the Super Bowl, I have to ask you about the Eagles versus Bucks game.
BUCCANEERS, go Bucks! Friends, we were there. Winter, what did you think about the game?
I think that it was a crazy game, and since we were there, it was really loud, and whenever it was like a first down or touchdown, the announcer would be like, Tampa, and everyone would be like, Bay! What about you, Nyla?
We were very close to the field, and this Tampa Bay fan, and then this Eagles fan, and they started fighting about the things, and they were all mad at each other, but it was crazy.
It was a fun game, but eventually the Bucks went on to lose to the Detroit Lions, and then the Lions lost to the 49ers. So now the teams that are left are the San Francisco and the Kansas City Chiefs. What about them boys, Nyla?
Let's not bring it up. First off, let's talk about the teams playing in this year's Super Bowl. Issa, want to give everyone a rundown?
All right, let's do this. All right, so we've got the defending champions, the Kansas City Chiefs versus the San Francisco 49ers playing in the Super Bowl 53 in Las Vegas. Both are super strong teams, and though the 49ers have had a really strong season led by young quarterback Brock Purdy and are slightly favored to win, you can't sleep on the Mahomes.
Let's go, the Mahomes. Get it like my homies.
Okay.
I made it up.
Who have whirled the playoffs to defend their title. If the Chiefs win, they will basically be the new football dynasty since the New England Patriots having won 3 of the last 4 Super Bowls.
Okay, so what you're basically saying is that it's anyone's game?
Pretty much.
You know whose game it is?
Oh, I knew you were trouble. Who?
It's all everyone talks about. The Taylor Bowl. The
Sweetie Bowl Rama.
Oh my god, it's getting so heated.
It's so annoying. Everybody's always talking about how Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce.
The show's more gonna be about her than it is about football.
Taylor Swift is such a bomb.
Harsh again, Taylor. You have some really hard. Winter, what is with the Taylor hate?
Well, so I used to think Taylor Swift was fine until I had this soccer tournament and I was riding with one of my friends and it was like 5 hours long and she kept playing Taylor Swift and it was the most annoying thing ever. So now I do not like Taylor Swift.
Swifties are going crazy about this game.
I know. Talk about it.
Okay, well, while everyone is talking about Tay-Tay, you know who I really want to see in the halftime show?
Usher.
Usher, Winter. Wait. What is it?
Usher. Usher, Winter. Usher.
I don't know too many Usher songs, which is also why my mommy gives me the side eye. Issa, do you know any Usher songs?
I know a few, like Make Me Wanna, Yeah, with Ludacris, yeah. What about you guys?
No, I don't know any.
The answer is no.
Guys, Usher is amazing. I heard his halftime show is going to be an honor to black artists.
Hello, Black History Month.
He's like the king of R&B. So I can't wait to see him sing and dance and put on a show. I wonder who his special guest will be. I think it's gonna be Ludacris.
Oh, I know. It's probably gonna be Taylor Swift.
Oh my god.
I have zero idea on what it's gonna be. Halftime show is going to be a show, but also on show are the other cool things about the Super Bowl. Are going to be the commercials and of course the parties.
Yup, party! Friends, do you have any Super Bowl traditions? We are a big football family because our dad played football and he's from Texas.
It's a way of life.
And both Winter and I like to play football at recess, so we get into Super Bowl Sunday. Usually our mom likes to make this big cheese board, but it has everything on it, like wings and chips and cheese, everything. What about you, Issa, traditions?
I don't have any traditions. Once I started getting into flag football, I started to get into American football, but I haven't been watching it that much. I haven't came up with any traditions yet.
Okay, I want to know, Issa, flag football, what is it like? I heard your team won the championship.
Flag football is, it's great. I prefer better all girls than boys. Sometimes boys are a little too emotional for me. It was a big step for me to start flag football because it was, I wasn't sure what I was gonna think of it. But as the season started to get better, I started to progress, and hopefully my next season will be as good as the past. Do you guys know anything about flag?
I got a flag football set, but I don't play like on a team or anything, so I just play for fun. Or no, I just play like regular football.
I don't
like at recess. I just play two-hand touch because I don't play flags.
Yeah, I play with the boys sometimes.
I only play with the boys because they're the only sport.
I always play with the boys no matter what game.
Yeah,
I
made an interception.
Yeah,
same. Play it at recess.
Yes, I do. One time I even made an interception and scored 3 touchdowns in 1 game. This middle school boy doubted me one time and didn't think I could play. But I told him I could play, and that time he just kept throwing it to me, and I kept scoring, and I even tied the game on the last touchdown.
I mossed some people.
Well, I
got someone and they fell down.
Nobody can catch me.
Exactly. Last year, we didn't even get to play football. That was just, crying, tears, arguments, blah, blah, blah.
My class is crazy about football. They even fight about football. We got in trouble for playing football because kids were fighting.
Well, that's some deep stuff right there.
Yeah.
What positions do you play?
Usually the coach assigns us to different positions in different plays, but we're all good at certain things. Other teams in the league, usually there was only one person who was good at things, so they leaded the team, and when they lost, they had a lot of pressure being put on them. But my team was collectively all good at different things, so I feel like that's why we won. Not saying the other teams are bad, it's just you kind of need to work together. Winter, do you think you would be interested in playing flag football?
Yes, I mean, technically I already do, because whenever I go to the park, I'll play, at recess I play, so.
I mean, would you want to do it, like, competitively?
Yeah.
What about you, Nala?
Definitely.
Well, it's becoming a popular sport. I heard it's going to be in the Olympics, so hopefully flag football comes into a bigger and higher level and becomes more of a pro sport than it already is.
I would definitely do it. I'd be so good. Okay, friends, so that's our episode for today. Issa, thanks for joining us.
Anytime.
Will you be back?
Oh, very soon.
Okay, thank you. We'll be back soon with more awesome sports news. Soccer and track are going to be heating up soon, so we'll have lots to talk about. Until then, later, Gators, and
stay safe and well.